类别三，咨询建议类。
Passage 13. The final exam is coming. Are you nervous? I guess you must be nervous now. Today, I will introduce the following four ways to relax yourselves. First, getting a good sleep is the most important thing at night, and it will make you have a clear mind. It is important to have a clear mind when you are taking exams. Second, forgetting what the results might be, then it can help you keep your mind on the test. Third, having a healthy breakfast, because it will make you get enough energy at the start of a new day. Fourth, taking a deep breath is also very necessary for you. It will help you feel less nervous. If you can do as what I have told you, I believe you will feel relaxed and do better in your exams.
The final exam is coming. Are you nervous? I guess you must be nervous now. Today I will introduce the following four ways to relax yourselves. First, getting good sleep is the most important thing at night, and it will make you have a clear mind. It is important to have a clear mind when you are taking exams. Second, forgetting what the result might be, then it can help you keep your mind on the test. Third, having a healthy breakfast, because it will make you get enough energy at the start of a new day. Fourth, taking a deep breath is also very necessary for you. It will help you feel less nervous. If you can do as what I have told you, I believe you will feel relaxed and do better in your exams.
Passage 14.
Hello, my dear friends. I'm Wang Wei. I would like to share my suggestions about developing and spreading our excellent traditional culture. First of all, I think it's important to encourage students to read books about culture. In this way, I'm sure students will have a better understanding of our traditional culture. Besides, set some culture lessons. Teachers can lead students to get close to traditional culture. What's more, having kinds of culture activities is a good idea. For example, we can hold a show of calligraphy, which can make students more interested in. In addition, we can have class meetings weekly. In class meetings, students can share their understanding of traditional culture and what they have learned with each other. I believe if we take some simple steps today, we will make a big difference tomorrow. Hello, my dear friends. I'm Wang Wei. I would like to share my suggestions about developing and spreading our excellent traditional culture. First of all, I think it's important to encourage students to read books about culture. In this way, I'm sure students will have a better understanding of our traditional culture. Besides, set some culture lessons. Teachers can lead students to get close to traditional culture. What's more, having kinds of culture activities is a good idea. For example, we can hold a show of calligraphy, which can make students more interested in. In addition, we can have class meetings weekly. In class meetings, students can share their understanding of traditional culture and what they have learned with each other. I believe if we take some simple steps today, we will make a big difference tomorrow.
Passage 15. Junior 3 can be quite busy. It is even harder to make a plan for the entrance exam to high school. Now, let me tell you how to prepare for it. During the class, you'd better listen to the teacher carefully. In this way, you can save a lot of time while doing homework. Then make full use of self-study time at night. If you have some problems, it is important to think and work out the questions by yourself. If you can't, you should ask your teachers or classmates for help. In addition, it is necessary to go over the key points before every test. After that, you can test yourself. What's more, don't worry too much about the result of one test as long as you are learning and improving. Start it now. If you try what I mentioned above, it is not that difficult to make preparation for the exam. Wish you success.
Junior 3 can be quite busy. It is even harder to make a plan for the entrance exam to high school. Now, let me tell you how to prepare for it. During the class, you'd better listen to the teacher carefully. In this way, you can save a lot of time while doing homework. Then make full use of self-study time at night. If you have problems, it is important to think and work out the questions by yourself. If you can't, you should ask your teachers or classmates for help. In addition, it is necessary to go over the key points before every test. After that, you can test yourself. What's more, don't worry too much about the result of one test, as long as you are learning and improving. Start it now. If you try what I mentioned above, it is not that difficult to make preparation for the exam. Wish you success.